It has been 5 years since the largest Ponzi scheme in history was uncovered, but only after Bernie Madoff had defrauded investors to the tune of more than $17.5 billion. Earlier this week, Frank DiPasquale, Bernie Madoff's former finance chief, testified against five former co-workers, detailing how he, along with the other employees, helped Madoff carry out the fraud. But what about the victims? Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joins us from New York. And Jason, first, I know that the Journal published an interview with Madoff this week. Anything new in it?
Hi, Jeremy. Well, you know, this interview was no mea culpa, that's for sure. Sital Patel interviewed him in the prison, and he reiterated that this really wasn't his fault, this whole Ponzi scheme. He said he felt trapped into the con by other people, and he always thought he'd be able to get himself out of it. Now, aside from Frank DiPasquale, as you mentioned earlier, he says that the people who worked for him falsified records, but they didn't know about the fraud. And what's been interesting in the testimony that's going on right now in this federal trial that you mentioned, there was a belief among these employees, especially one trader who just testified, that Madoff was working his investment magic in ways that he wasn't revealing. So they trusted him. They said, you know, all right, well, even if they were falsifying the books allegedly, then they thought, well, he's got it all under control. Another thing that was interesting in this interview was just sort of the day-to-day of what his prison life is like. He says that inmates and prison guards are constantly asking him for investment advice. And prisoners at one point wanted him to teach a course on how to invest, but the prison wouldn't allow that.
Well, let's get back to the money and the money that is owed to victims who lost so much. The court appointed this bankruptcy attorney, Irving Picard, to try and recover some of the lost money. How much at this point has been returned to investors?
Well, you know, Madoff defrauded direct customers of an estimated $17 billion in principal. So the trustee, Irving Picard, has recovered approximately $9 billion on behalf of these direct customers. And of that sum, he's returned about $5 billion. He's holding back an additional $4.3 billion pending litigation. There's still a lot of litigation 5 years later going on.
And what about the money that has not been returned? How much is left to go to these people?
Well, you know, he's granted about 2,500 claims out of over 16,000. 156 claims are still pending litigation. One person who's got a lot of money has been the firm of Irving Picard. They've gotten $823 million in approved fees. But the other people who haven't gotten money have been over 10,000 people who were part of so-called feeder funds. These were, you know, pooled investments, hedge funds, but people who, you know, were putting money into an investment didn't know that it was going to Bernie Madoff.
And often that was the only thing they were putting their money into.
Yeah, I mean, we've heard some tragic tales 5 years ago and then hearing, you know, 5 years later about people who lost everything, their retirement savings, and, you know, people in their 70s who are now having to go back to work and whose lives have completely been decimated financially by the Ponzi scheme.
Jason, we spoke a little bit ago with Diana Henriquez, who's written a big book on Bernie Madoff. She's interviewed him. One of the things that she said was that these days, 5 years later, it's probably just as likely that something like this could happen again. I just wonder, in the few seconds we have left, your thoughts on that.
It's interesting. I would think that we'd be a more skeptical world at this point, especially, you know, and I think that as we see these people go on trial and we've seen the tragedy of Bernie Madoff's life, that people would be much more suspicious. And certainly the regulators have had a major wake-up call 5 years ago. So the scrutiny has been much harder from what we understand. You know, at the end of the day, $5.5 billion is never going to be seen again.
Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal, thanks so much as always.
Thank you.
This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.